Life Audio.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Breathe, the Stress Less Podcast. I'm Bonnie Gray, your soul care guide for this time designed just for you to help you pause and rest and relax into God's loving presence. Today, we have a special show. Because it's Holy Week, we're going to walk with Jesus to the cross, to new life on Easter, Resurrection Day. And so I'm going to give you a gift of something that I have been enjoying doing with my soul care community. Did you know that I have a school? It's a soul care school. You can visit it at mysoulcareschool.com. But one thing that I've been guiding in our community to do is called a Lent Wellness Study. And part of that is enjoying prayer meditation. And it's a way to just feel God's love more intimately and personally. And so today I'm going to share an audio meditation with you that you can enjoy. And it uses a practice called Lectio Divina. Have you heard of this practice? This is audio quiet time designed to deepen your heart connection with Jesus and heal as God's beloved. Listen to this beautiful audio quiet time as you sit in a restful place or take a walk to enjoy nature with God. You will be guided to draw close to God in four movements in the Christian meditation practice. That's called Lectio Divina. Read scripture. That's the first step. Reflect. That's to meditate. That's step two. Respond by prayer. That's step three. And fourth, rest in God's loving presence to contemplate God's love for you. This four-step process of listening to God in scripture is called Lectio Divina, and it's a classic Christian spiritual practice. Lectio Divina is translated from Latin for divine reading. Lectio Divina is the same rhythm and prayer practice I use to experience God's peace and presence during my season of healing from stress and anxiety. That's why I'm so excited to share it with you today. And I continue to enjoy this beautiful practice daily as a way to slow down, listen to God's loving voice in scripture, and draw close to Him with His loving, healing presence. May you feel more of God's love more deeply as you enjoy this quiet audio time. As you spend time resting in God's presence and in His peace on your journey to the cross with Jesus. If you find that you enjoy this prayer practice, you can also enjoy a total of six. You can go to mysoulcareschool.com and you can enjoy six audio quiet times for the Lent Wellness Study. Relax, inhale and exhale as you enjoy this intimate time with your loving Savior.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Scott. As a servant of God, wife, and mother of four, I understand the juggle of multiple roles and stages. That's why I created the Encourager podcast to help guide us through the messy middle stage of life. Join me on the Encourager as we challenge the chaos and embrace harmony. Together, we'll create practical systems to balance your roles and fulfill priorities. And we will do it while having joy and energy for both home and work life. Tune in for inspiring stories and interviews, actionable tips, and methods to do both home and work life. Because here, we believe you can do all things, just not all at once.
Hi, this is Bonnie Gray. Welcome to your audio prayer meditation for Lent Wellness. Reflection 1. Remember. This is a quiet time just for you to refresh your soul with God's peace and presence, to heal as His beloved daughter. You don't have to be unbroken to be loved. Just look down at the hand holding yours. Jesus tenderly whispers, "You are my forever home. Let me love you. My love will heal you today." The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Psalm chapter 34, verse 18, and chapter 147, verse 3. Today's reading is from the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verses 1 to 11. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. Imagine yourself standing next to Jesus that night, like you are stepping into a movie that is unfolding. Notice Jesus's expression, hear his voice, how he moves, what words, sounds or images seem to capture your attention. Allow yourself to be present with Jesus as he shares this moment with you. How do you feel? Having loved his own who were in the world, Jesus loved them to the end. Is there an area in your life that has left you longing for Jesus' loving touch? Just as Jesus had to face the heartbreak of betrayal that night from Judas, is there someone who has betrayed you? How is Jesus inviting you to let him touch the hurt within you that you may have hidden from others, yet Jesus sees? Jesus longs to wash the wounds. He longs to heal you with his peace and presence. Pause for a moment. Open your heart to God's gentle, quiet spirit to touch and speak to you now. Now listen again to how this story unfolds. This time, place yourself in the scene. Imagine yourself as one of the followers of Jesus who were there that night. Imagine Jesus drawing close to wash your feet. How would you respond to him? Notice Peter's response and how Jesus does respond to him and to you. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean. "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." This is what Jesus said. Peter felt uncomfortable with Jesus washing his feet. Yet Jesus' response to Peter's refusal wasn't a lecture, a silent distance, or disappointment. Jesus simply drew closer to assure Peter of his invitation, longing for Peter to let him in. Close your eyes. Imagine Jesus now standing in the midst of your worries and preoccupation, quietly rolling up his sleeves, kneeling and looking into your eyes. Can you imagine Jesus whispering words of invitation to you to let him wash your feet? What are your doubts or fears? What words is he whispering to you in return? What is Jesus whispering to you to remember about yourself or your story? What is Jesus longing to whisper to you today? C. see Jesus reaching out his hand, his fingers relaxed, ready to wash your feet, if you would let him. He wants to heal your heart with his love. He's brought a warm basin of water. You can relax and rest. You are safe with him. It's his desire to heal you with his love that has no limits, no end. In your final time in prayer, ask Jesus to help you become aware of his invitation to you during this day, whatever that is, and to help you hear his loving words to you, to not be afraid. Remember, Jesus whispers love to you. He longs to heal you as his beloved daughter.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Well, friend, I hope that you have enjoyed this intimate time with your loving Savior as we walk with Jesus on his journey to the cross, to the new life he offers us on Easter Resurrection Day. If you enjoy this prayer meditation and would like to enjoy more, just go to mysoulcareschool.com, and there you'll be able to find 6 audio quiet times with devotionals to enjoy this week as you step into new life with Jesus on Easter Resurrection Day. Well, I hope you enjoyed this special episode. It's my joy to share with you all that brings peace and joy with new life with Jesus. And I hope that you feel especially loved today. Remember that you're loved, you're cherished. Just rest. I'll see you next time.
Breathe, the Stress Less Podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. God invites us to cultivate thankful hearts by turning our eyes toward him in good times and bad.
To listen to more Abide Christian Meditations, just go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Christian Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.